The question was asked, how come we find different sources where Chazal were scared? So the Rambam writes in his introduction to Shmona Prakim that people in error, people think that being brave is about not being scared. The Rambam says people attribute bravery where it's not bravery but stupidity. The Rambam, the introduction to Pirkei Avot, he says, true bravery is the balance of understanding the danger, and part of understanding the danger is a certain element of fear. A person is scared he's going to die. Look, even David HaMelech, the greatest giants of Jewish history, were concerned they were going to die. And that doesn't conflict with their bravery. Meaning, the bravery is the capacity to stand up to the challenges in spite of the fear. But it's not that when the person's brave, he doesn't think there's any danger and he's not scared. The fact that sometimes a person can get angry at the danger, a person can get angry at the situation, and that could help him overcome his fear, or that can even control him more than his fear, that's not necessarily a positive thing. Then maybe his anger is clouding his judgment. Throughout our history, we view the giants as the people who were balanced and understood the danger and feared the danger. And together with the fear, stood up to the danger. And David HaMelech comes to Yonatan and says, "Kefesa beni uben amavet. I'm a footstep away from death." And he runs. He doesn't stand up to Shaul's men. He killed hundreds of Philistines with one swooping arm with his sword. I don't think he was so scared of taking on these soldiers. And yet, he gauged the situation as being a situation where he should run. And he ran and ran many, many times. I don't think that fear is a bad thing. You know, fear is a positive part of recognizing the danger that's there. And it should drive us to do positive things. It shouldn't cause us to freeze. A person who's a ma'amin doesn't freeze in the face of fear, but he recognizes the danger, and it's a scary danger. And I think that throughout our history, the rabbis were concerned, and they recognized the true dangers that were there. And I don't think that's a weakness. I think we see from the Rambam that fear and bravery are not contradictory. Well, they didn't know that their conversation would be publicized. They didn't go out publicly and say the Romans are this, that, and other thing. They had a private conversation that was improperly quoted. It was wrong that it was quoted to the point where Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerv paid with his life. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw him, he said, "Really, you're still alive?" And at that point, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerv dropped dead. You see it, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that's a very good example. With all his opinion against the Romans, when the Romans wanted to kill him, he didn't stand up in defiance and say, "No, I'm right, come kill me," and then die. No, he ran and hid. And thanks to that, we have the... So where's his bravery? There's no point in dying. But what he didn't speak publicly against them. What he spoke was privately. What Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said against them was improperly quoted. It should not have been quoted. It was a mistake that Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim made. Where do we find that there is a point to do that? There are times of shmad. In times of shmad, where the whole point is to uproot the Jewish religion, so then there's a discussion exactly when and exactly how we should publicly defy the decree. That's true. There is such a concept that sometimes we have to be willing to give up our lives, and even there, it's not so clear, because the Talmud tells us a story that in the time of Elisha Baal Knafayim, the Romans decreed that any Jew that's caught wearing tefillin will have their skull pierced exactly where they wear their tefillin. So there was a tzaddik, Elisha Baal Knafayim, who walked in the marketplace wearing his tefillin. And then a Roman saw him, and he ran. Why did he run? He ran. And then the Roman chased after him, and he took off his tefillin, and when the Roman caught up to him, he asked him, "What's in your hand?" and Elisha said, wings of a dove. And he opened his hands and miraculously it turned into wings of a dove. So you ask yourself, wait a second, if it's a time of Shmad, what'd you run for? If it's a time of Shmad, what'd you hide it for? If it's a time of Shmad and the meaning of Shmad is that you're supposed to stand up to the Romans and say, I'm willing to die, but I will not give in to this. I'm going to wear my tefillin. So why is he quoted for the miracle? Elisha Baal Knafayim. So that's a discussion over there in the Gemara and Shabbos. It's a discussion in the Ran. None of this is so clear. And we can't assume that the right thing is always to just stand up and argue brazenly and say, I'm going to do what I think and I don't care what you guys say. We have sources in Chazal that indicate otherwise. So exactly what the halacha is, that's something which needs to be discussed each case individually. But even in situations of Shmad, and even against the Romans, you see that it wasn't so obvious. You see, they didn't. You see, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, take the case of Rabbi, there was a decree that you're not allowed to circumcise your kids. And Rabbi Shimon circumcised his son, Rabbi Yehuda, that was born. And then the Romans took him to court to kill him, to kill the baby over the circumcision, and maybe kill the parents. So what they do, they switched babies with a Gentile baby, they took Antoninus to the Roman court. Why didn't they stand up for what they believed? Shmad, they want to kill you. Shouldn't you stand up for it? They're trying to uproot the Jewish religion. They didn't. They found a way to outsmart the Romans. They did the circumcision, but then they outsmarted the Romans. Why? So you see, it's not so simple that we say our job is what?
Well, it's that it will come before the problem of rumors of the
Right, but you know, we learn from the Tanam and the Hamura, and if we're not going to learn from them, then what are we going to learn from? Right? If we want to know what's right, then if Chazal tell us they were in error, so then we have Chazal that tells us they were in error. But if Chazal gives examples of giants who did it and they don't tell us they were in error, so that's exactly the discussion over there with Elisha Baal Knafayim. Meaning the story of Elisha Baal Knafayim is brought in a context where the Gemara is describing something the Jews did not do right. The Gemara is saying the Jews gave up their lives for Bris Milah, but they did not give up their lives for Tefillin. And there's the decree of Shemad. So the Gemara is saying that any time the Jews were willing to give up their life for a mitzvah, that mitzvah became strong with the Jewish people, that you find that people hold on to it regardless. And the Gemara gives the example of Bris Milah. And then sometimes you have a mitzvah that the Jews did not stand by in the time of Shemad, and then when they were weak at it, when their lives were on the line, so it remained weak within the Jewish people. What's the example of that? And then brings the story of Elisha Baal Knafayim. So the question is, what was the Gemara telling me in that? Meaning, where in that story do I understand that the Jewish people were weak in that mitzvah? So some commentaries want to say that only he was wearing tefillin, others were not. Others want to say, no, he was in error that he took off the tefillin. Then you have to wonder, then why do you have a miracle? Right? So that's the discussion over there in that Gemara. I'm saying you're right, that sometimes the Gemara itself will bring a story and tell us this rabbi was in error. That's an example of a Gemara where you have to see the commentaries. The commentaries discuss over there, what are we supposed to understand in that Gemara? What message was the Gemara telling us with that story? But at the end of the day, when we deal with things like this, you understand it's a delicate topic, and a person has to ask a shaila with each case, because you have ample examples, you have ample opportunities throughout the Shas to see that the rabbis did not always stand up and say you have to give up your life and just fight the authorities when they go against the Torah. You see, maybe, but you don't see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai led a rebellion, and you don't see that Rabbi Akiva was considered right in joining Bar Kokhba's rebellion. Quite the contrary, the Rambam writes Rabbi Akiva was in error, and you find that when the Pharisees, when you add the machlokas who had to deal with the Romans, the rabbis dafka sided with those who said to make peace with the Romans, to give in to the Romans. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai saved all of the oral law and saved a tremendous part of the Jewish people because he sided with the Romans. And you find that the giants of the Jewish people, the giants of Jewish history, knew when it was time to fight and when it was also time not to fight. The whole history of the Jewish people rests on Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's shoulders for his knowledge to make peace with the Romans, in spite of the fact that his nephew was leading the war against the Romans. So it takes the giants of the Jewish people to know how to react when. It's a complicated question. Meaning, you could ask, when they came to chase the Jews out of Gush Katif, why didn't they pick up their guns and start shooting at the soldiers? Okay, so you see that the giants of the Jewish people held that they shouldn't have done that. Meaning, I right, and still they held that you shouldn't do that. Rav Avraham Shapiro, Rav Mordechai Elio, all the leaders out, they should not do that. There's no one who said they should do that. Now, if I asked you why, you just said, you still don't know why. I respect that. I'm not arguing with that. But at the end of the day, it just shows that there's an area that we still have to explore and understand better about how the Jewish people are supposed to function in face of adversity. The answer is not always to pick up a gun and shoot. Yeah, the Maccabees, in their day it was right, but there are periods when it's not right. For that, you have to be a giant of Torah. It's